At the weekend, on the 17th of February, Pope Francis reconfirmed Boston Cardinal Sean O'Malley as head of the Pontifical Commission for the Protection of Minors, an advisory body to the Pope on the issue of safeguarding minors and vulnerable adults from sexual abuse. One of the reappointed members is Precious Blood Sister and Secretary General of the Southern African Catholic Bishops' Conference, Sister Hermenegild Makoro, who, in an exclusive interview with Radio Veritas, said the work of the commission would carry on from where it left off.
I don't think that we can actually, as a commission, say we have completed the task that we started last year. It's a continuation, really, because this is an ongoing process of making sure that the minors and vulnerable adults are safe in our space as a church. So it's a continuous reflection, and the commission is going to continue reflecting on how best can we really make sure that there is safety in our space, and especially that we are getting new people with new ideas, people who are really experienced in their fields. I'm sure we'll be learning new methods of seeing how more can we strengthen what we have already done. If you remember last year, we tried hard to make sure that we proposed guidelines for every episcopal conference to make sure that each and every episcopal conference has its own protection policy, and the guidelines were given to them to draft their own policies. So it's a continuation and ongoing process, really. And like, people are hurting, and we can't say we have done it and it's over. It won't be over, because we are dealing with people here who have been hurt. Even if we are not directly involved with them, but from knowing that you are taking part in the life of a person who has been hurt, for me, it's a big contribution that I feel I make.
And based on these policies, have you heard any new developments?
The policies that we, for instance, the guidelines, I know many episcopal conferences have really made sure to have made sure that they have developed their policies, and also look those who had already policies, also checking and seeing where are the loopholes, where they want to strengthen, and maybe to revise. Like our own conference, we would be happy that our national committee really takes that as one of their actions this year, to revise what we already have. The protocols that we have, the policies that we have, are from 2013. So we'd be happy that they would look into that. And especially that we have a new chairman for the national protocol of the conference, Father Mike Lewis. And I'm sure with his experience also, he will help us to look at those things that we need to strengthen our policies.
It's also been announced that the commission will begin its new term with listening to and learning from people who have experienced abuse, their family members and others who support them. Can you elaborate on this?
Yes, already last year, the commission had suggested to the Holy Father that it would be good to have a panel of people who have been involved, maybe abused themselves, people who are survivors themselves, or families who have journeyed with people who have been abused, their own experience. So we made that proposal to the Holy Father that it would be good to have such a panel. And so this would be our first meeting with that panel, which is led by one of our former members, the founding member from England, Baroness Sheila Holland. So we'll be meeting with them for the first time, that group. for the purpose of the panel really is to feed into the commission, because we need to be responding to the needs of those who have been hurt or those families who are having people who have been hurt in the church, abused in the church. So it will be so helpful for us as a commission that we are able to liaise directly with people who have that experience, so that whatever proposals that we make to the Holy Father respond to those needs. Not that as a commission we just develop things maybe which we think need to be part of the protection of minors and vulnerable adults. And yet when you hear from these people, when they will suggest to us that what we need is this and this, if somebody has been abused, or this is what the church can do to prevent this happening again.
So we know that the Pope has been meeting with victims of sexual abuse. Has that had any impact on the commission?
It's a painful process. I mean, to hear what happens when people meet with the Holy Father, for instance, his response, his really getting into the feelings of those people, it makes us aware, and it's not just for us a duty of fulfilling what the Holy Father has asked, but it's really getting into the lives and dealing with those people. It's a difficult point to really discuss and say this is an impact, because you deal here with a sensitive issue with lives of people. You might think that people have this is the impact that I maybe who have not gone through that think it is, but maybe on the abused person is a different thing altogether. But some of those who have met with the Holy Father, for them they felt it was a healing moment. For them the starting point of healing, and also realizing that the church is concerned about their situation.
It does sound like quite a painful process, but we pray really for the victims.
It is indeed, because as I'm saying, it's not just dealing about people, but you become part of them, you know, you journey with them, and yet you know your feelings are still limited because you have not gone through what they have experienced. But being part of them, for me, it's a healing process on myself and a big journey for me to be with people who have gone through that difficult and abuse situation.
One last question. Have any new developments come since June of 2015, when the Commission urged Pope Francis to establish a Vatican tribunal to judge bishops accused of failing to protect children from sexual abuse?
At the moment, really, I know that it was a proposal made to the Holy Father. But if you remember that he issued actually also that letter like a loving mother, the motu proprio, where he really stipulated to the bishops and religious leaders for different congregations that this is what the steps that the church will take if you hear or you ignore when things are brought to your attention. This is what will happen to you. The steps will be taken. So it's a process that has been put before, proposal that has been put before the Holy Father. But we know that in some cases, stories that we have heard, where actually things happened where people were removed from office.
Thank you, Sister. Those were all the questions that I had for you. And really, we commend the work that you do for the Commission, and we pray that you continue on being able to help people build their lives spiritually and move on from these terrible experiences. Is there anything that you have for Radio Veritas listeners that you'd like to mention to them as parting words?
I don't think I will ever stress it enough that let us all be aware, and parents are the people who need to make sure that their children are safe, but the parents alone cannot do it. So that's why the church comes into question here, that the church needs to take cognizance of saying this is what we want to do, to make sure that the children and the vulnerable adults are safe in our area. But I also really ask the parents to be aware, make sure that your child is always in a safe place.
Again, thank you for the work that you do with the commission.
Okay, please pray for the Pope and the commission. Thank you.